Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and JP Welch from Just a Mere Tree Farm in Worthington.
Right.
But you're not Just a Mere Tree Farm. You are a tree farm, though, and this is the time of year that people are really interested in tree farms. You do maple products, and you have brought a bunch of stuff that is dangerous here, including that maple candy, that maple cream, some pure maple syrup, and what are those?
Maple-coated pecans.
But let's start with Christmas trees. Tis the season. What does Just a Mere have to offer in regards to the trees?
With the trees up at our farm, we have balsam firs and Fraser firs. We're open weekends only from now until Christmas. People can come up to the farm, cut their own tree. They walk through the whole place. They can do a self-guided tour of the sugar house.
What's the benefit between the different types of trees?
Both the fir trees are very soft needle, and the balsam fir has probably a little more fragrant, softer needle, and a lighter branch. So a lot of people that have like to hang heavy ornaments or lots of ornaments, they might lean more towards a Fraser fir, a little less fragrant, but stiffer branches. I like either one. Basically, I like a tree that appeals to me.
How do you know if it appeals to you?
Shape and size.
It's funny because, you know, when we pick our Christmas trees year after year, I remember being a kid and my dad going from to a million different places to look for the perfect tree. And now I have the sort of Buddhist idea of behind the Christmas tree, which is there is no one perfect tree.
So we've been selling trees a long time, and we also have a retail lot, which is down in Hampton Ponds Plaza in Westfield.
And what do you hear people coming in there saying all sorts of interesting things, or what?
Oh, I know what kind of tree they want before they even walk in.
What do they look like their tree? It's like a pet owner.
You got it.
Right.
Dead
no.
They're really tall.
They want a really tall tree.
Tall and slender. I can share a really quick story with you. A man comes in there, tall, slender. He said he's looking for a short, wide tree. I said, no, you're not. And he goes,
this is tree talk with Jamie.
No, it was very, very funny because a woman came in right by him, short and heavy. Okay. She walked in. She goes, this tree's perfect. She pointed to a short, wide tree. You know, we picked it off the stand for her, baled it up, put it in her car. I come back. The guy's still standing there with his two daughters. He goes, I guess I'm looking for a tall, slender tree. That guy comes back every year now.
I'm going to make a New Year's resolution that next year I'll be looking for a short, slender tree instead of a short, fat tree.
Right.
Say a little bit about the difference in buying, you know, a tree from a local tree farm like yours. And what would I find that's different versus going to a big box or something?
Probably the major difference is when it was cut. At our retail lot, those trees are cut really fresh just before Thanksgiving. If you go to a big box store, some of those trees are shaped really nicely. I've seen some of them, and they're shaped beautifully, but they're not going to be as fresh. You know, they're coming in from far away on a truck. They get dry. They've been cut longer. You're going to be much better off to go to a local tree farm.
And the thing about not being fresh is they lose their needles all over your house and car or wherever if they're not cut fresh. If they are cut fresh, they don't lose as many needles.
Correct. And what about the management practices about growing these trees? What do you try to do?
Most tree farms are going to use lots of herbicide and insecticides. We do not at our farm. We weed whack, which nobody loves weed whacking, you know, but we weed whack around the trees. We don't use any herbicides or pesticides.
Indoor tree maintenance, once it's in your house and decorated, some people say, oh, just water is fine. Some people say put a little like diet Sprite in. Have you heard this?
Just water.
Just water.
Make sure it has a fresh cut. Put it in your stand and then just add water.
JP Welch from Just a Mere Tree Farm. It is the height of the tree season right now. Get them early. Don't wait till the last minute and expect to find the tree that's going to speak to you.
The best ones will be gone.
Yeah, right. But you also do all these maple products, and it looks like you've got pancake mix and granola here too.
Right. Maple is a big part of what we do at our farm. We boil sap for 4,500 taps, and we continue to expand in that. But we make a maple pecan granola, which my wife started making that because she couldn't find a granola that didn't have sugar in it.
Right.
So this is only sweetened with maple syrup.
Wow.
We do the maple-coated pecans, which are so easy to make. I'm happy to give anybody the recipe for that. It's so simple, it's ridiculous, but they're fabulous. We do a multigrain pancake mix. We also have the gluten-free pancake mix, which I can't say enough about. I've been gluten intolerant for a long time. I eat waffles every single morning with that gluten-free mix.
Well, now.
Do you come to people's houses and make them waffles and bring the maple syrup?
That's a little bit too far.
No. We do have people over for waffles, though.
And you can go and look at what he's growing in Worthington and get your cut down a Christmas tree and bring it into your house. Just a Mere Tree Farm, J.P. Welch, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, which is one of the many wonderful nonprofits that will be available for you to support on Valley Gives Day, December 10th. You can find out more about CESA at buylocalfood.org.